It's American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93KHJ. Samoa Sunrise on a funky Friday. And why do we say that? Because we got Fonga Tua Vikings in studio here. Want to welcome their head coach and wearing his principal hat today, Mr. Suase Puchitase. Also here talking with us, we would like to welcome someone who's no stranger to our airwaves, Josie Moisau. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
And we also have Brenda Gray here. Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today. All right. Malo Lava. And with that, week from this Friday, or today, next Friday, is career day at Fonga Tua High School, the home of the Vikings. And so we have their principal here to tell us a little bit more about that.
Good morning. Good morning, American Samoa. It's Funky Fonga Tua Friday. And we would like to say good morning to all the spiritual leaders of our territory, our governor, Leti Bonga, and also Lieutenant Governor Talawenga, and all the cabinet and all the hardworking people of American Samoa. And we're here from all the way from the east side, where the sun rises and it sits on the west side, here with great teachers from Fonga Tua High School to explain more about our career day. We're 1 week away, and we have our career day, and we're here with Josie Moisau and also Brenda Gray with us today, and to explain more about our career day for the next week, Friday, on April 30th.
Okay, Brenda, did you want to explain a little bit about the presenters that will be featured next week, Friday?
Yeah, so before I present a list of the presenters, we have a theme for our career day, and that is building an inclusive community. So we want to emphasize the key word inclusive. We have the not only the government agencies, we have the private sectors, as well as labor workers and the farmers. You know, we want to emphasize the inclusive as well as the community. So we have our presenters. We have the chief of staff, Mr. Tawapa'ilopola, the directors of various government agencies. We have Solomon Awelua.
Former Vikings.
Yes.
Both, huh?
They're
yes.
Fonga Tua High School alumni. Dr. Vasa Simanu with the Department of Health. The DOE OCI people. We have also the Department of Treasury, that is Faith Tassi. We have our meteorologist, Eleanor Lutu McMoore, and her staff. We have the American Samoa Community College, Tunufa'i Leiato, and we have the family planning as well. We have Dr. Yanita Timoteo, the Director of Commerce, Department of Commerce, that is Betty Matila. We also have the ASPA, and that is Helen Pulo, as well as the ASCC Nursing Program. We also have the legislative branch, the representatives. We have Rep. Jean Pan, Representative Allen Faimele. We also have the Starkey Samoa with us. And also with the life insurance and the Director of Human Resources, Lynn Alaimalo, and her staff. And the private sectors, we have the businesses. We have the Off the Rock. We also have the Island Business Center, and also with the ASCC land grant, we also have the SSY, and his Will Spitzenberg is the Fonga Tua High School alumni, and we have a pastor of Pentecostal Pangapanga, that is Reverend Fa'atiu Palitaonga, and our main sponsor is the American Samoa Humanities Council.
Yeah.
And as well as our military recruiters.
Yeah. Hey, and, you know, just to add in there, I mean, like even, you know, like William Spitzenberg, he's going to be doing with the health. So that's the physical education. And that's why they have invited. When our leadership team met, you know, each department were tasked to get a presenter which is going to help out in their certain areas, which will, you know, light up, you know, inspire a student to, you know, what career they may want to go into for the future. So if you see, we have a variety of different presenters in our program. We'll give the time over to Josie Marcel. We are the media team of our school, so that's what we're going reaching out to the, and we have some who are not confirmed. So when they are confirmed, please do call us and let us know at the school, 622-7504, or the principal's phone number, 254-0717. Go ahead, Marcel, if you could present about the day of our, the schedule and how it's set up.
Okay, the schedule for the the career there at Fangaitua High School, it's from 7:30 to 8:15 that we have the arrival of all the presenters, and breakfast will be served at the time. And immediately after that, 45 minutes will be given to presenters to present their materials to the students during class times. There will be three sessions. Immediately after those three sessions, we're looking at 11:15. And then there will be a treat up at the Fangaitua Gymnasium, where we're going to have the Miss American Samoa Incorporation. They will be doing a fashion show for us. They will showcase career wear so that students will see what kind of careers do they bring. Also, they will display some of the island pulitasis and some traditional wares that were used by former Miss American Samoa and Miss Pacific from American Samoa.
And this will all be featured at Career Day.
Correct. This will be happening at Fangaitua. So lunch will be provided. And then another thing that I think we need to stress here is we have summer program jobs for the students. So our Department of Human Resources, Director Lynn Alaimalo, will be there with the group. And then we're going to sign up some students that provide them with opportunities to work during summer.
Okay, great to hear Kennedy at IBC out there as well. Is that right?
Yes, we're trying to promote wellness, and we're asking them to come out. But I think Kennedy is the only one that actually reached out already that they're coming. But we're waiting for Lewila and Joseph to endorse.
Also, kind of sounds like a cabinet meeting with all those directors and everything. You got a good, you got the A-listers out there, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead.
And it's just to spark, you know, for the, you know, some student, you know, some, you know, the senior class, you know, where to go, and also the underclassmen. So it's a full day on, and we'd like to thank Department of Education, Dr. Talawenga, Samsonia Saidi, and also our AD at the secondary, Dr. Totsi Tuisamatsil, and for supporting the programs and a career day at Fangaitua High School. So it come out. We have next week on the 30th. To come out and join us, and you know, and also the air on the eastern side of the island.
Yeah, it's a beautiful landscape, seascape that you've got over there. So I always enjoy going out there, and I've seen how you run a program. It's very efficient. You keep the trains running on time, so it should be a really great event, and most importantly, very beneficial to our students that are getting ready to enter the workforce. Malalava.
Yes.
Okay, Brenda, it was good to see you again, and Josie, always great to have you, and Coach/principal, good to have you in studio, and we will post your pictures on Facebook. You got, I'm in a sea of red over here.
Well, you know, today, you know, Fridays, we try to have all our students. We encourage them to dress professionally, you know. So what, you know, just to get them the feeling, you know, as you go to work on a daily basis and in a workforce, and we just want to encourage the students. I mean, that's the truth, you know, just trying to prepare them. Only college, but also the career. And we just want to like to add in to, I know today Polytech's finishing up with their WASC, but I know also our WASC visitation is coming up right after the Teachers Appreciation Week. I want to let my teachers know here, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Getting up early in the morning and coming to school. Like Josie comes all the way from Tafuna.
Oh, wow.
And we have other teachers that come all the way from on the Petesa area. And we have students that come from Leone. So we appreciate their dedication to not only Fangaitua High School, but the commitment to the process of education and our WASC visitation, which is our mid-visit, and it's on the May 20th and May 21st. So that's when we have our WASC visitation, and ask our community to come out and help. It'll be a virtual visitation, and the two committee members are the ones that are returning from 2018. And just for that, John, just to let, it's a four-year consecutive 6-year terms, and we'd like to thank all our leadership team, our vice principals, Dr. Julie Ekeroma and Sita Marico, all the counselors for all the hard work they do. Carol Mamel, senior counselor, Brenda here as the RS, Also, Aliti Sangpolitele as our junior counselor, Daniel Talaman as our sophomore, and Lulu Pulu as our freshman counselor. And all our teachers, our sanitizers, our TAs, well, I'd like to thank every, because everybody's involved in this. I mean, I'm just the principal, you know, but they do all the work. So I thank them for all they do and so forth. And I'd like to give out to the public that one of the most important time of your day is 10 after 6 in the morning. Please listen in to John. It's a spiritual message for everybody to get you ready for all the challenges on a daily basis. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Coach. And good luck with your WASC accreditation, too.
Thank you.
All right. 93KHJ, American Samoa's best music mix. Marina Service Station, they are wide open for you right now. Lasagna and Mamoy on the menu. Check that out on the way back there to the east side. And thank you again on this funky Friday for FHS coming on the airwaves. Mahalo, guys. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Go Vikings.
All right. We'll see you.